Welcome to another What's Up in Luck podcast. My name is Farida, aka Fari for real, and I'm here with the gang, not the gang gango. So I'm here with the gang, the What's Up in Luck gang, and I have Didi right here with me.
Hi guys, it's so good to be with you again on this episode. We're catching crews, having fun, having serious discussions as well. So it's so good to be here again.
This year to be here, your favorite guy. Good to be here again, you know, catching fun with the squad and as usual.
I stream in your favorite boy. Toby's your favorite guy, but I'm your favorite boy, Jesse Scott. I don't want to get into my usual AKs, so just take that for now.
Okay, so today we're going to be discussing something interesting. Money. Owo. Ego.
Who loves money?
Everybody loves money.
Who don't like money, please?
So, from the angle of... Okay, so we're going to be talking money today. I was listening to a podcast recently. I said what I said. Popular. Yeah. I'm a fan. So, I was listening to one of their old episodes. I don't know if you're an OG. You're going to know this episode. Actually, a new episode, to be honest. So... It's concerning finances. It concerns finances. Why is there a shame concerning money? Why are we not, you know, very... The way we talk about women, we talk about drugs, we talk about alcohol. Why don't we talk about money like that?
And what aspects of money?
Like your earnings, for example. Why can't you gladly or proudly say, oh, I earn X, Y, Z?
Maybe they don't come by me.
Do you understand? So there's an aspect of you're asking someone for money. If you ask a Yoruba man for money today, he does not have money. Tomorrow, he does not have money. Next morning, a Yoruba man never has money. Nobody wants to genuinely say, even after a good day at work, like you have made so much sales, nobody wants to come and say it. Why is that? Ojuaye, this. Why does no one want to come? And why does no one want to genuinely come out to say, I don't have money outside of the cruise? Why can I not tell my friends, guy? I don't have money. Why can't I tell my girlfriend I don't have money without being shamed? Without being, this one does not have money again. Do you understand? Why is there a shame concerning that? First of all, disclosing your finances. Why do people hide their money?
I feel like you should look at it from the kind of society we are. In a more economic stable society, like the West, they are not ashamed of how much they earn. And even they come out, like, most of the companies you see their salaries out.
Yes.
But even if you want to, like, get employed, most of this country, you don't even know. Like, I was staying with my big mom since time, and I think I was just very inquisitive, and I asked of her salary, like, you just laugh, like, you don't tell people salary, you don't ask people. I'm like, why? Like, I'm just, like, kind of, like, I like your job, and you're telling me that I can't ask you. No problem. So I feel like we are in a society where money feels like a very important thing, and it's a problem as well. Everybody's looking for money. Even the basic things are not basic here. So when you say you have money, like you disclose your earnings or your account balance, people just kind of like give you a kind of status. They kind of view you some way, and you, maybe their own like billing start coming. People start when you like, you know, when you tell them like, okay, I'm earning like 500k per month, and the next month you're like, I can't buy a table. I'm like, you are earning 500k, and you are, you know, people start kind of making some conjectures. Like,
you're
bringing up, you know, like just kind of, exactly. And people that are broke too. Like, I feel like when we were discussing in the last episode on men's opportunity, like, catering for men's welfare. They talk about how we like attach so much value to money that people basically go into relationship, go into marriage because of what the man can, you know, provide. But so I feel like we've attached so much importance to like money that when you come out and say you don't have money, your status just come down
jobs.
And you're like the bottom tier. And I think like nobody wants to be like ridiculed that way. I just feel like just a society actually.
Okay, so like you said, you rightly said, like there's people attach value, like personal value to money. If you don't have
to how
money,
much you earn.
Yeah, it's to how much you earn. So there's a way you notice if you make some kind of money, there's a way people would
treat you.
People would attend to you, people would talk to you. Do you understand? Where people would view you and regard you generally.
Yeah.
There was a tweet that I saw online, someone was ordering for something, and then the customer service was so bad. Yeah. And then when he now used his original Twitter account, they said, "Ah, I didn't know it was you. That's why we went." So he was like, "So does that mean that someone that does not have money or that does not have the kind of fame I have does not deserve good service, good customer service?" And that's the problem that we have, because we attach like value. So that's why people cannot genuinely come out. Whether or not I have zero naira, whether or not I have like so X amount of money in my account, I should be giving human dignity, like respect.
That's
as
like, if you don't have money, hide your face.
it's problematic. Yeah, yes. Yeah. All these things, we literally sang that so well in 21. So that's why, personally, me, I just, because of that, like, I don't want, like, people to attach, like, a certain kind of, like, stereotype to me that when I have money, you don't know. If I don't have money, you don't know. Nobody can come and start talking to me anyhow.
Respect. Do.
Just do just it. Do it. Like, just because you just want to be because respected. Of that. Mm-hmm. And, like, people, when I come out and say, oh, I don't have money, people like, oh, you work here. Are you sure you don't have money? Nobody wants to listen to me. Mm-hmm. And so I just basic people. And there's also the the Ojo Aye. Yeah. There's also a spiritual aspect to why Nigerians don't want to talk about money.
Very cultural, spiritual.
Very cultural.
So
very
if you like, if you talk about our money or how much we earn or how successful we are, they're going to be our village people are following us. Literally. So we're very cautious. Yes. So you know when people say don't talk too much about yourself, don't talk too much about your success. Yeah, because they believe that there's something.
But when you don't have money, you come and beg me. You don't tell me where you have money.
Exactly.
So all the points you guys have mentioned, you just seem to buttress my own main point of not disclosing. I'm always of the opinion that never disclose your earnings. Never disclose your earnings. Just be on your own. Let people assume what they want to assume about you. I'm okay with that. Assume that I don't have money. Fine. Assume that I have money. Fine. If you bill me and I don't have, I tell you I don't have. But if you know I have money and you bill me and I tell you I can't give you, they'll be like, see this one, I don't like those kind of things. So just assume whatever you want to assume about me. Fine, it's fine by me. I will never disclose how much I'm making to anybody.
Well, you know, there are some people that, like, they don't earn much, but they actually carry themselves in a way that seem like they have money. Mm-hmm. So, it's not necessarily fake life. It's not like fake life. It's packaging.
Why are you going to come out fake life?
It's packaging. So, when you begin to ask those kind of people, there are cases where you ask those kind of people for money and they say they don't have. And then you start beginning to insult them or start, like, holding grudges that they didn't give you.
They're stingy
because they seem like they are, and they don't talk about it. So, it's also a problem. So why, anyway, I think it's just society that
do you believe in fake it till you make it? Do you believe in it?
It depends on the industry you work in. Yes, because in some kind of industry you can't be looking like a commoner and expect people to value you. Yeah, exactly. So you just have to like show up, be top notch.
You are in the showbiz industry, you have to actually show and show yourself,
even if it's fake, even if you don't have it,
go and do rubbish and show, because you are in that business. You literally have to do that. Let's not talk about I don't want to mention any celebrity's name on this podcast, but you know, they say they use fake money. Mm-hmm. They rent money, private jets, all those type of things, you use fake money and then you are showing off your, it's showbiz, it's, they are faking it till they make it at the end of the day. So I think it depends on the industry. You can't be a teacher and you say you want to fake it till you make it. What are you faking?
And another thing, Nigeria is a very funny society. In scenarios or settings that require intelligence, you see people stealing money over that. You see, our position would be like, this guy has good ideas and all, but there's another guy that has one, that guy has money. And before you know it, and maybe in sessions we need
the influence that
comes with money. Yeah, right. So when you have money, you're literally like the highest person in that room. Either you are with the lowest IQ, no one cares. People want to listen to your words last, your advice. Whatever you have to say, just the period. But if the other guy should have, like, I think Yoruba people say that, low idea. Like, you know, they say that, maybe I don't put it well, but they say something like that, and you feel like, why?
Toby was mentioning something about we are putting so much value to money. Like, how do you expect us not to put so much money to value in this kind of society where literally money is everything? Money is everything. So we just have to just keep giving it that value that we've already given it.
People like Lomas will not listen to people that have money, probably. people have more idea, exactly. So
yeah.
Your problem is always
money is. So for me, is there's also like the shame.
In your own opinion, would you disclose your earnings?
I would not, because of the society that I live in. I mean, I'm someone that I'm very. I recently told, like, my I tutor people on writing. I recently like told like, cause I want to. I'm such an open person. Like, I want to live like that kind of life where. You know what I earn, like, you know the kind of... Okay, so when, like, I took in, like, one a student, I let her know, because there are people that say, ah, Farida is making money from writing, da, 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 da. So when she came in, like, in the first class, I let her know that, look, this is... Look, wait a minute, this is how it is. I don't want to give you false hope. Narrative or false... Or because I'm posting this, I'm posting that, I genuinely told her what I make from it monthly, and I'm like... It's actually very decent, you know, for like a young person, a young student. Do you understand? Yeah. And I have parents that also foot like some of my bills. So it's actually very decent. But I'm saying that it can be more than that. Like, it can be when you start, when you go in, you can make
this happen a lot.
You can make more than me, and then you may not make up to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to tell you that I'm not telling you this so that you can say, oh, Farida said this. So I'm not when you start your own and you're not making it, you now start coming to hold me responsible. I just give like a disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what I make. Everybody's journey is different. Try to give her like a realistic expectation that this is how it is. Oh. But then some people cannot do it. Why we tell your mom share how much you are making? So she'll be looking at me somehow.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
There was a time.
There are places where you can start working. There was a time I was going, because there was a time I was working for someone, and then she was like giving me like enough that I could just take care of myself. But then I'm seeing my parents. So my mom, if I ask my mom for something, she'd just be like, I should give you what? When somebody is paying you, you're already collecting salary, and actually you're asking me to do, you know, that kind of thing. Even, I mean, I think it's everywhere.
There's also a parent-child issue. People don't want to disclose to their parents how much they make. That's a problem.
I like working for like, they don't even know I was working. Like, I'm going to school. And I'm using my laptop with black screen. Like, I'm watching movie. I'm playing. Oh, I'm reading school materials. Because, you know, by then, okay, yeah.
Because then you know that you start working. Okay,
so,
like,
how much? Me, so every time, I'll be like, it's grace of God. So I'll basically just be incoherent. I'll just find one or two, and be like, everything just before I know it, everything just has stuck to go like. God, they would not preach.
So there's also that you said that people don't want to tell their parents this is how much I make,
because they still want to keep enjoying the privilege.
Someone actually posted this on the story yesterday. Yeah. Don't ever allow your parents to know how much you make.
I'm telling you, because I swear, all of a sudden they'll just start cutting.
I remember when I had. I remember when I had.
You are still asking me for money. What are you using money for?
I remember when I got a really, really big contract.
Exactly. Because
I
believe that.
I remember when I got a really, really big contract once, and I said, I was so excited. I told my friend, I said, I want to go and tell my mom. He said, if you try it, you are now on your own forever.
On your own.
That's what changed.
I told my parents, I regretted it.
But then at the same time, we have some people that are so free with their parents. They are so open with their parents that it's not a big deal. You just mention it, and the parents will be cool with it too.
Yeah. I feel like middle class, we cannot relate. We cannot relate.
We actually cannot relate.
We cannot relate.
So it was like, my friend said, if you tried, you are on your own. So there's
all
this.
Sudden, if you want to buy biscuits now, normally you're just like, you want to buy. Are you take for your money? Or my mom will be like, Chidiogo, do you have money? I don't have money to do. If I was not making money, please, are you not going to get provided for? I don't understand.
Especially,
are you not going to
when you buy things you don't need? I will feel like it's really important.
Like, I remember my mom was like, now you are paying your own insurance. I say, what? Why would I be paying my own? There was also like one Eid. I think it was last year's Eid. My mom would say, they have bought Ashwebi. I should come out country. But I say, when did I start? So there's also that
small.
You start getting built even in your own house. So the fear of billing also makes people not talk about like their money money issues, and it's actually very, very valid. Yeah. Someone can just come and meet me and start being entitlement also, yeah, entitled to my money. Mm-hmm. Say, you have money, now why can't I come and ask you for money? It's not your money. Exactly. You don't know how much, even if I have the money in excess, I have the right to not give you. Mm-hmm. I work for my money. You don't partake in the working. So why do you want to partake in the spending of my money? Do you understand? So I feel like people should stop, having this shame of not giving. It's your money, right? You have a right to it. Stop being entitled to people's money. Stop being entitled to tips.
If you want to give, you give.
If you want to give, you give. Stop being entitled to people's money.
And if somebody doesn't want to give you too, don't be dragging the person.
Yeah.
Because, everybody have responsibilities that you don't know about. So, even if they don't want to give you...
It's not about earning big. It's about responsibilities you have to cater for.
Yeah.
People should understand that someone is earning big doesn't mean that... people have a lot...
And the fact that you earn more means that you actually have more responsibilities.
That's actually what I wanted to say. The more money you make...
The more money...
Yeah. So, since I got a job, now I need to fix my laptop. Now I need stable Wi-Fi because I work remote. I need stable Wi-Fi. These are things that when I didn't have a job, I don't need to buy Wi-Fi.
I don't spend half of that on data before. So, all these things happen.
As you get more money, there's more things.
Actually, money is a spirit. That's how it is. Mm-hmm. Much more money, more responsibility will come. Yeah. Something will happen. Whether this person is having an accident or...
your taste will change.
Your taste will also change. Yeah.
You want more things. You want newer things. Yeah. If you are going from making 100K to making 500K, you want to live in a better house to accommodate,
You want to change things around your home.
You want to take care of your family. You want to do this. So everyone has responsibility. Stop feeling entitled to people's monies, please. So, personally, I want to ask all of you guys something. Okay. Would you ever disclose, how much you make to anybody?
It depends on the person. Yeah, depends on the person.
Okay, let's say a friend, your friend,
if
for example.
We are in the same business together.
The same business.
I can disclose to you.
And then, just in case if we can also help each other. I talk about, in terms of contracts where you can apply, which one is better, how much they pay, how much you are earning now. So I think you can tell someone.
I feel like depending on the person, if you're in the same industry.
Basically, if you're in the same industry.
But even to your partners,
if it is marriage,
hide finances in marriage, especially women. In fact, both men and women do it, but especially women.
Yeah,
that is actually a big.
Do you know? In fact, on Sunday, not this Sunday, last two Sundays, I went to church and the priest was preaching and he said, "There is a woman has 5,000, a man has 5,000. That the 5,000 of the woman belongs to who?" Everybody said the woman. Then the 5,000 of the man belongs to who? They say the family. Do you understand? So the woman actually has her money. She keeps her money for herself. But the man's money is for everybody. So they will hide. Women hide their money most of the time. Or they don't use their money. Except if they are open.
Is that right?
Also,
do you think that's right? The only way I can open up my salary to my
parents.
There's more than enough to go around.
My parents are actually open about their finances, so I don't know
if it's wrong.
I don't know.
So I was recently faced with a situation with my ex. With my ex, Sha. So, he's going to listen to this. Oh, my God.
A recent ex.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so, I got a deal, a really big job, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to make him feel a certain way, obviously, because he's not working. It wasn't working at the time, do you get? And now you suddenly have a girlfriend that is making more than you, right? And I didn't tell him about it. I'm now making more money.
It's okay.
So, there's also, this thing in relationship when a woman is making more money than the guy.
But she can't say.
She cannot say. She's
because she's not ashamed. No, she
just wants to stretch his ego or something, make him feel manly or whatever.
Yeah, she wants to just keep his ego for himself.
For me, I didn't want to change the dynamics of the relationship and he begins to look at me so much. So, I just said, at the time, I was going to tell him, maybe when things begin to, smoothing
workouts,
between us, maybe when I feel more secure, in him and our relationship,
that I can disclose it.
And when I told him about it, he was angry like this.
No vex.
He was angry
baby.
About it, and I genuinely apologize, but I don't think that you're entitled to that piece of information. And I, Toby looking at me a certain way.
No, Toby, I'm actually enjoying it.
Okay, like, okay. Yeah. So like, I didn't think that he was entitled to it. First of all, that's my money. Do you understand?
I have a question. Do you think? Yeah. Do you think that it's what do you think when a girl earns more than her guy?
Yeah.
Is it okay for her to
disclose
like, it? Or she
does it make
she
feel a certain way?
Will it make the guy feel less than? Do you think?
It depends on the guy actually.
It depends on how much. Let me put it this way: if I'm making more than enough for myself, and you are making more than enough for your own self too, even if it's more than myself,
exactly.
I don't have any problem with that. Even if I'm not making more than enough for myself, but then let me be completely honest.
Yeah.
If I, as a guy, am making an average amount, then I have a lady. She's making more than me. It's going to be somehow.
You see,
exactly. I want to disclose because you want to protect.
Personally, according to what Scott said, if she, I'm making enough myself, but let's say I'm not making enough, I mean, like, no condition is actually like permanent,
yeah.
And you are like looking forward to like you two.
You're also like hardworking, and
so,
you are working on
exactly.
yourself as well.
So you feel like I'm not going to be like stagnant here, and it's possible I grow beyond where I am today. So I feel like it's not really that a big deal, depending on the kind of person.
And depends on the personality of the guy as well. If he can take it, some guys can.
A lot of women do not talk about like how much. A lot of women make more money than guys, and they don't even say it.
They won't say it
because they still want to be collecting money from the guy.
They
will not give you money again. What is you are making this?
This month that this guy is.
And you still want to get out of this month?
It is life, at least. You may not give him, but at least let him enjoy this more he's making, at least. Exactly.
Yeah, so like, everybody should just do whatever works
for you. Do whatever works for you.
I know the advice I give.
Yes.
Exactly.
Do what works for you. At the end of the day,
relationship
find out what works for you and go with it. Right?
Where the time is too.
All right,
communication is important, and then be wise with your finances, with how you disclose how much you make.
Make them not follow you.
Make your village people not follow you. Make your parents know, you know.
Cut you off.
Understand. Cut
all
you
of a sudden, you are an adult.
Yeah,
So, bye bye, guys. It's fun.
Be wise. Be wise.
Be carry wise, literally.
So yes, see you on the next episode.
Adios for now.
Bye guys.